Hello everyone and welcome to this week's 11th Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope you've all had a fantastic week and I've got a great interview lined up for you today. Now this is with a guy who I've known for a couple of years now. He's an inspiration because he doesn't let anything stop him from achieving his goals. So if he wanted to run a marathon, he did. And if he wanted to run it in the fastest time possible after post-transplant, he did. If he wants to get into the Commonwealth Games, he will do. And if he wants to represent England at the transplant games, he will. This guy is called Simon Perkin. He's a Warwick legend. And in this first part, we're going to be talking about his background, his history, some dark days, but some positives as well. So take away, Simon. Okay, so today's first interview is with someone who I've known for a couple of years now called Simon Perkin. He's a juice bus ambassador. Is that what they call people who sell?
I'm an authorised distributor.
Distributor. Got you, of juice bus. But that's only when you kind of touch the surface. When you go underneath it, there's so many different layers to Simon that people just see maybe one side of it. But this interview will explore the different sides. So thank you very much for coming on to the show, Simon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Gary. Really glad to be here and looking forward to it.
Beautiful. So this is your third time on the show, actually, I believe, because we spoke twice at the Warwick Half Marathon, one before and then one after, and now this one. Thank you for coming back. So tell us a little bit about you, your life, and what you're doing now.
How long have we got? I'm 51. 51, Gary. I'm very proud to be living in Warwick and the Leamington Stratford area. Absolutely love it. My passion is health, fitness and nutrition.
Okay.
And the reason it's health, fitness and nutrition is because, quite simply, I was given the worst, perhaps, news anybody could be given at a time in my life, and I was told I had cancer.
Okay.
And my whole world was, well, torn apart, as you can imagine, completely knocked down. You think the worst, and yeah, when you're told to put your house in order and that you certainly may die, then it really puts a different perspective on life.
Mm. So let's travel back before that, because that was a turning point.
Absolutely. And
so let's go back before the turning point. So what were you doing before that?
Before that, I was working for NatWest Bank. I was a relationship manager. Initially, I went in as an economics graduate on the graduate management scheme for NatWest. Really enjoyed it. I worked my way through, and then I was looking after a number of businesses as a relationship manager. And that's one of my passions, learning about different businesses. I looked after small businesses through to mid-corporate businesses with a portfolio of about 150 businesses.
Okay.
So I was getting out and about, meeting the business owners, getting shown around the factory, and really getting in to help and find out what the problems were and help them and lend them money. And I absolutely loved it. And then I moved into training, where I specialised in leadership management and personal development.
Okay.
Something which, again, I really get a buzz out of helping other people.
And how long did you do that for?
I was with NatWest for just over 20 years.
Okay, cool. So you held the two roles in NatWest, the two different sides of it. What did that teach you while doing that?
Well, I think above all else, I went in as a graduate and thinking perhaps I knew it all. I went in at a reasonable salary, and it took time. And actually, the things that I learned were the really simple things matter in life, and that's manners. Please, thank you. The values are so important in anything you do. And if I think you've got your values right and you care about people, and my philosophy as I worked through was that you've got to get to know people, to understand people, to motivate people. And everyone's in it together. And we're all in a big team, essentially.
Yeah.
I know in BNI they talk about givers gain. And I think the go-getters they don't get on in life. Some do, but actually, it's far better being a go-giver. And quite honestly, Gary, when I look back, I was most probably a go-getter. I was wanting to get up the ladder, the corporate ladder, like you do when you start off and you haven't got much money. But I think having been diagnosed with cancer, as I say, it puts a whole different perspective on what's important. And at the end of the day, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything.
True. So, obviously, let's just go back to just before you were diagnosed. Can you talk about your lifestyle, if you don't mind? If
it's too worn and absolutely. Memory, no, let's more
talk than happy about to. Your lifestyle, what you were doing at work, and why that was such a turning point anyway.
Well, I was working hard. I was ambitious, young, partying hard, living hard, working 60, 70 hours a week. And I just thought that was the norm. That's what we did. Because if you want to get on, you've got to put the effort in.
Yeah.
That's accepted whether you've got your own business or whether you're working for somebody. I was playing a lot of sport. I was going out Friday night, Saturday night, sometimes Tuesday night as well in the week, drinking. When I think about it, at the time it was very much the norm. You'd have a few drinks at lunchtime, perhaps. That was the culture then, particularly on a Friday. And yet, when I really look at it, I wasn't eating properly.
No.
You know, I was having takeaways. I was, we didn't even call it processed food in those days. It's just what you did. I tended to have a pretty simple diet, meat and two veg. I was living life well, but I wasn't stopping. I wasn't thinking, and I wasn't giving myself enough rest.
No.
Push.
Yeah. So when you were diagnosed, that was a turning point. That was a kind of, was that a light bulb moment where you just thought, do you know what? It's got to change. It's got to,
well,
got to stop it.
If only it was that simple. No, at that time, you don't change. I think generally people don't. We think we're indestructible. Unless somebody actually says and gives that shock. And sometimes it takes time, as I'm sure your listeners know, and we've all gone through it. You're going through a bit of a trauma, and you know, it takes time to accept things, and accept that things will be different. You've got to change, and what are your options? Quite honestly, and at the time it was survival.
Yeah,
you know, I had to have a bone marrow transplant, and if I didn't have one, I'd be dead. Simple as that.
Okay,
so. The quest for me was to find someone through the Anthony Nolan Trust, which has got an international database of people who have very kindly registered to give either their bone marrow or stem cells in the event of someone who's had blood cancer. Now, they searched and searched and searched. Unfortunately, my brother wasn't a match. In one in four cases, the sibling, a sibling, brother or sister, will be a match. But in my case, unfortunately, my elder brother Robin wasn't a match. And so they started searching, and they searched high and low in this country. Could they find someone? No. And then they found someone, fortunately, in Germany. I don't know this person to this day. I'd love to meet them. I've sent cards. But there is an arrangement where if both parties want to meet 2 years on, then you can. And there have been some fantastic examples where people have met.
Yeah.
To just really to say thank you, because that person, who I understand is a 27 now, male German person, came forward and donated their bone marrow for me, which is unbelievable, amazing.
Wow. No, it's a great story. Absolutely great story. In terms of after, say, you were diagnosed and you went into survival mode, you had the bone marrow transplant. I can imagine that was really tough and very draining.
Well, I think...
I've never been through anything like that, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know how I got through it, to be honest. I had intensive chemotherapy. I was in hospital in 2012, it was, So only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 4 years to the day, 10th of July 2012. That's when it was, and I received intensive chemotherapy. I was in hospital for 138 days.
Mm.
Well, not that I was counting. And I was in a room where I wasn't able to go out. I was checked every 10, 15 minutes at one point for my pulse, my temperature, my blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was receiving, obviously, fantastic care. That was at King's College London. It was tough. It was very tough. I don't know how I got through it. I got a number of infections, as you do. And one of the biggest concerns is when you're in hospital, as we all know, is if you get an infection. Because if you've got no immune system, which I effectively didn't have, it was destroyed prior to me receiving the bone marrow, then you're really waiting and hoping, and you hope that the blood from the new donor starts to do its thing. And you talk about a new beginning, and this was a new beginning, and you're given day zero. So I was on day zero, and every day my blood counts were checked, and they were taking blood from me every 3 times a day, checking it to see what the levels were, and then taking action if I needed any drugs to protect me. And that went on. And it was just it's just an existence. Planning is out the window.
No.
It's survival mode.
But you got through it.
I got through it. I came out.
Mm-hmm.
I had glandular fever. I had shingles, and I was really didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced by a nutritionist who I'd known for 35 years to a product which I now actually sell. And that's Juice Plus, and it's just fruit, vegetables, and berries.
Cool.
And that's all it is.
Talk about that more in the next part. Because next part, I think we're going to talk about a bit more about your recovery, how you started to pick yourself back up again.
Brilliant.
The products that you're obviously passionate about now.
Yes.
And I can tell you're passionate about it because you've got a big smile on your face when you're talking about it. And yeah, we'll go from there. Is that okay?
Thank you, Gary. Yeah.
If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us, connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones, but mainly let me know about your story, let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's get cracking with part two of this absolutely fantastic interview.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back now with part two with Simon. And obviously, during your treatment, there's certain different drugs that are giving you and certain kind of things they're trying to break you down to introduce their new bodies in. When did you start to feel better after that? Because I don't really want to dwell on the negative side of it. I want to talk about the positives now. So how long did it take you to recover really from it?
Well, from start to finish, I can honestly say it took almost 2 years.
Okay.
I started taking Juice Plus, and I was the most sceptical person in the world.
So when did you start taking it?
I started taking it in June 2013.
Okay.
So that was about a year after my transplant.
Yeah.
And yet it took about 3 months. 3 months for me really to notice the difference.
Okay.
So, and the reason is because, which is what I know now, you can only give blood every 12 weeks. One of the reasons is because your cells, it takes 3 to 4 months for your cells to regenerate.
Okay.
So a lot of things were going on and are going on. And yet, after about 3-4 months, I felt so much better, so much stronger. And I was training for the London Marathon. I had a goal.
Hang on, back up. Okay, so you had this transplant.
Yeah.
Then 11 months down the line, you started taking Juice Plus.
Yes.
After still continuing the treatment.
Yes.
And then you throw in a marathon.
Yeah.
Okay, so for most people, a marathon is a goal when they're fit and healthy, they've strived to achieve to. But you were recovering.
Yes.
What made you think about doing a marathon? What was your mindset behind that?
Well, I've always run, and I've always tried to keep fit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go into any public crowded place because of risk of infection.
Okay.
So I had to avoid that. I had to be out in the open. And I started walking, building that up over time, getting up to 2 hours a day. And then I started jogging. And then I thought, you know what? What a great thing for me to do. If I can raise some money for Anthony Nolan and give something back. And I thought it was a dream. But I thought, no, let's go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I trained. And it gave me a focus, Gary, because like a business and like in life, if you've got a focus, if you've got a goal, it's amazing, I've found, how driven you can be. So that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was really going to stop me. My wife, Jane, bless her, thought I was absolutely crazy. And I most probably was. But I thought, at least that'll keep me occupied, keep me out of trouble, and I've got something to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And I was so pleased that I did it. And I achieved what I think is never been achieved before within 2 years post-transplant, to complete the London Marathon in 3 hours 31.
Mm.
And my recovery, I can honestly say, has been absolutely fantastic and outstanding.
Yeah, I was going to say, 3 hours 31 is a very, very good time anyway for anybody, especially after what you've gone through in terms of with your health. So did you have to do a special training plan for that? Or did you follow any particular kind of advice? Did you say to the doctors, I'm going to cut this, and what did they say?
Well, the doctors thought I was a bit crazy. absolutely crazy. Having said that, I've now understood that the medical profession do a wonderful job, but nutrition and exercise doesn't really feature in their training at all, and they're the first to admit it. So I was really going solo, and yet I did it. Now, that wasn't a fluke. That wasn't by accident.
No.
I did it. Yes, I was driven, but like a car, you've got to have the right fuel, and I had the right fuel. I made sure I did. Yes, I read around the subject. Yes, I looked at the likes of Runner's World, which are fantastic. And I did that, and I went from strength to strength. Mm. Only last year I competed in the British Transplant Games.
Well, that's something that I want to talk about more as well, because the Transplant Games, I believe, have been going for about 40 years. That's right.
They've been going, I believe it's almost 30 years now.
Oh, 30 years, okay.
And last year was the first year that Anthony Nolan managed to get a team together, and I was lucky enough to win the gold medal in the 1500 metres.
Rock on.
And I was so pleased, not just for me personally, but for the people around me, people who had transplants, that sense of achievement that you get, because we've all been on a similar journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good sometimes to celebrate, but also to move on. And I was placed in a situation, quite honestly, where I was pretty much unemployable, when you think about it. You know, who would touch someone who's had cancer? I had a number of skill sets. Obviously, I'd spent a lot of time in business.
Yeah.
I'd specialised in leadership and personal development. So I could offer a range of support for various businesses and individuals. However, being employed really didn't appeal to me, because I wanted the freedom. And the Juice Plus business gives that freedom, because it is a franchise. And it's, you have no targets whatsoever. You've got complete freedom to grow a business like many other businesses. But this is unique.
Well, yeah, it is. But I'm from what I've heard from different multi-level marketers, there's massive misconceptions on some of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why is Juice Plus different? You know, or is it different?
It is different. It's different in the sense that this is a business, an international business, which has been going for over 23 years now.
Okay.
And the main difference with this business is that it's based on science. It's robust. Mm-hmm. It's got over 31 published gold standard reports, which have been published in the British Journal of Nutrition, Cardiovascular Disease, whatever it is. And these are reputable international universities that are, and doctors who are saying, do you know, this all makes sense.
Okay.
You can't get enough fruits and vegetables and berries in your system. There's been, I don't know if you know this, Gary, but I only read this recently, there's been 4,000 studies to show that people will benefit from eating more fruit and vegetables.
Oh, wow.
And yet, even in the UK, if we take that example, most people are eating one or two on a daily basis. So what does that mean? That means they're really suffering in terms of their health.
Hmm.
And we're seeing this. We're seeing type 2 diabetes, we're seeing obesity. And my mission really is to help people. I'm here today because I want to help people get healthier. I want to help people feel good, look good, and live life to the full. And who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, very true. I'm sure over 23 years of people kind of prodding and testing and stretching Juice Plus to the limit, really, if it was a fad, they would have been found out by now, surely, because 23 years is a long time established.
Absolutely. When you've got a business that, just look at some of the people, the business does not endorse athletes or celebrities
Who takes it in that case?
Well, the German, the Swiss and the Austrian Olympic teams.
So not the Russian?
No, not the Russians.
Okay.
We won't go there, Gary.
Fine.
But the German, Swiss and Austrian Olympic teams took it at the Olympic Games in London.
Okay.
Bear Grylls, who we all know, look at his energy levels. Amazing.
Yeah.
He's got children. He's been taking Juice Plus since he was a teenager. Why does he take it? Well, he takes it because he knows the science behind it. This is a world-class product. It's bulletproof. I think the turnover, $13 billion, forecast to go to $20 billion by 2020.
Wow.
So, and last month, 40,000 new customers came into this business, of a business that's virtually unheard of in the UK. And it's a bit of a misnomer in the sense that it's only sold through the internet and online. So you're not going to see it in Boots. You're not going to see it in Holland and Barrett, because people need to understand that it's about educating people. This isn't about weight loss at all. Yes, people can lose weight by restricting their diet, but they still need enough fruits, vegetables and berries.
Yeah.
And that's really it. It's bridging the gap between what people are eating and what your body is crying out for, needs every day.
Brilliant. And if someone wanted to get involved with Juice Plus as a business opportunity, how could they do that?
Well, certainly I'm on Facebook, Simon Perkin, P-E-R-K-I-N. I'd be delighted to hear from anybody. We're opening a business school, and we've got a meeting on Tuesday the 26th of July in the Leamington Warwick area. People are very welcome to come to that. That's a free event.
So when you say business school, what does that kind of entail? Because I haven't heard about this yet.
No, so it's fresh and it's hot. It's a hot topic. We're opening a business school, and this is business for beginners, because this is a professional business. This is an international business. And this isn't playing at it. This isn't a hobby. This is for people who are serious. They want to run a business. They want to take it seriously, and they want to run their business seriously. So they're professional. They're not amateurs. They're not posers. There will be people in every business where there's hiders and there's achievers. This is a business that wants to look for people who want a viable business. They're willing to work hard, and they want to help people. They're passionate about health.
So when is it, and where is it going to be located?
The location, we haven't decided as yet. We're talking about that, but it's Tuesday the 26th of July.
Okay.
In October, we have a world event, which is Friday the 7th and 8th of October in Bournemouth, where there'll be 4,000 people from all over the world coming to this country, celebrating a lot of the things that the Juice Plus business is doing, but also taking it to a new level, because we've got top scientists, we've got top athletes, and top business people who've made an absolute fortune in this business. I understand it was on Sky the other day, a feature in Billionaires. The Juice Plus name was mentioned, and the discussion went something like, you need to have a look at this business, because it's going places, and it already is. So if any of your viewers, Gary, are looking at perhaps a possible opportunity, it's not an easy number. it's hard work. Like any business, you've got to put the graft in.
Mm-hmm.
But the rewards are unlimited.
But the 26th of July, and more details will be coming about where it is and what time it is, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. I can put that on your site, Gary, if you're happy with that. And that would be great to share with our audience.
Brilliant. Now, I ask every guest who comes onto the show, if they're going to impart one bit of information, so one golden nugget of info, what would yours be?
Well, one is very difficult. I'm sure all your guests have said that, Gary.
No, you're the first one.
Okay. well, I like to help people as much.
Okay.
And I'm going to go for, firstly, be a go-giver. Because if you be a go-giver and you really want to help people, it's going to come back to you. And also, just linked to that, is be fearless. Mm-hmm. I've had a second chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many people around the world are always thinking, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh, no, I haven't got enough money. I haven't got the time. But you've only got one chance.
Mm-hmm.
Be fearless, think big, and really go for whatever you want, follow your dream.
Brilliant. That is far. I was... There's so many other things we can talk about, and we are limited for time. So thank you very much for coming onto the show. If someone wants to get hold of you at Bath Facebook, how could they?
I'm on Twitter. As you know, Gary, I'm not very good at the social media stuff, so bear with me. But I think my Twitter handle is called Perkin Simon.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm also on LinkedIn, but Facebook is most probably the easiest.
Okay.
If that fits with most people.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Simon Perkin, P-E-R-K-I-N. And I've also got a Facebook, Simon's Fit and Healthy Guide.
Nice.
And I'll be giving tips.
One bit I love about your Facebook, and if you're not following Simon's Facebook at the moment, he's doing a daily video which started off with a 22-day push-up challenge, but now has gone on to your Fit and Healthy Guide as well, isn't it? It's brilliant, and I love it. So
it is, and it gives a full guide, which is very supervised in how to get fit and healthy. Mm-hmm. I've also got my website, which I didn't mention, www.simonperkin.webs.com.
Perfect. So check him out, and thank you very much, Simon, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Gary. Loved it.
Now it's time for Simon's Podcast Extra. This Podcast Extra is all about the person doing the interview giving us three top tips in their chosen field, profession, lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. So, Simon, what would be your top three tips to, I'm guessing, lead a healthier life?
Well, for me, Gary, number one is to be really honest with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and give yourself that MOT, that check, because we're no different to a car. So number one is give yourself that checkup on your own health.
Mm-hmm.
And linked to number one, I would say number two is be prepared to put your hand up, because we're not experts in everything, and seek professional help.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can all benefit from an external perspective.
Yeah.
And number three is take a look at the Juice Plus business and the product. Because whoever you are, whether you are an athlete or just a weekend warrior or someone struggling out there, no one can eat enough fruits and vegetables on a daily basis that their body needs.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Simon. You've given us so many hints and tips that is absolutely unbelievable. So thank you, and I hope everyone who's been listening takes note. If you want to connect with Simon, go to social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, he's there. So please connect with him, then have a chat, because he will be able to help you with your goals, your business, your health, and your development. Now, in terms of this podcast, obviously, you can download it on iTunes every Friday, and the main interviews come from my radio show on Radio Warwickshire, which happens between Mondays between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening. It's repeated every Wednesday between 5 and 6. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you next time. Take care.